Catherine Malloy, Halern, Labour Party, 33,148.
Well, Kate, congratulations. You've actually increased your majority considerably, haven't you? How do you feel about
that? It's amazing, isn't it? Well, you feel quite humbled that so many people have gone out and voted for you. I mean, there was an increase in the turnout, but the majority has far outweighed even that increase. So I'm really pleased. There's been some nasty comments and articles. I never get involved in that. That's not what we want, that's not what I want, and that's certainly not what the voters want. They want us to get on with the job.
On a personal note, Kate, how tough has it been for you fighting an election?
It's been tough. I miss them very much. It's been difficult, but as I said, I've got a great team round about me, and he would be so proud tonight. He'd be screaming from the rooftop. He'd be so proud. But it has been very difficult. He only died a few weeks when she called the election. But we are where we are. And I just need to get on with it and just keep representing Blackburn.
I'm sure that's what he would have wanted. And
absolutely. You
know. And just finally, what do you want to achieve next? What's next on your list as you represent the people of Blackburn again?
Well, I think we constantly need to be challenging the cuts to public services. It's huge. I'm really concerned about Blackburn Royal with the financial pressures they're under. Every school in Blackburn is set to lose money. It's just not right. But also, we need some support for small businesses. We've got a huge number of small businesses in Blackburn, and we cannot keep putting bureaucracy onto them. They need help and support to grow and prosper. I would like more money for education. I mean, Blackburn College is a fantastic facility that was, you know, came under a Labour government, and we need to make sure that our young people can access that education, and the college has got the funds to provide that quality education.